Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good morning, I'm Kathy Kayla, and I'm not standing in for Howard Feldman, although I am in some ways, but I did say to you that I would be continuing with the investigations, with the conversation about the EOS. Why? Because you need it. And you are telling me, please, please, I've got emails, I've got messages, I've got Facebook posts, I've got Facebook direct messages. I'm hearing from the community, please. I'm hearing from rabbis, please. So that is what I'm doing here, and thank you so much for joining me. So what I'm about to tell you is not an easy thing to tell you. Yesterday, firstly, the last 14 days have changed my life. Everything that I thought I knew to be one way has turned out to be something completely different, and to be honest, it scares the hell out of me. Over the last 14 days, I have received so much encouragement from you, and then something happened yesterday that I need to tell you about. Let me just go back a little bit. There was a rabbi's meeting, which was called by the chief rabbi. 63 rabbis from around the country joined that meeting. By many of those rabbis obviously recognized the significance of the meeting and decided that they were going to record it. I don't know how it found its way into the public domain, but I was on the phone until 11:30 last night being offered the audio. And I think of this and how we have got to this point. And when I play you the audio, you'll understand what that point is, and I want to hear from you. In 2005, I took the decision to start a radio station for this community. We're one of the few communities in South Africa that didn't have a radio station. I could see what was happening in the community. I could see that different, you know, it was becoming almost tribal, like there's different factions. And I just thought, we have to do something. If we can have a platform where we can talk to one another, it will help us. It will bring us closer together. And it has. When you look at the Kaplan report and you see that Joburg Jewry is much more connected to Judaism, I have absolutely no doubt that it is because of Chai FM. In Cape Town, they do not have Chai FM. In Durban, they do not have Chai FM. In Joburg, we have Chai FM. And we have the amazing, amazing rabbis who come on this show, come on this radio station and talk about it. And we have presenters who talk about life in a Jewish context. And we have so many Christian listeners who are finding meaning in their own faith because they're listening to Chai FM. And I was sent, yesterday there was this meeting of rabbis that was called by the chief rabbi. Now what I understand this to be is this was a meeting that was to rally the troops, your rabbi, your community rabbi. This was a meeting to mitigate the damage done by Rabbi Dovi Goldstein in his interview to me, because that podcast, I can tell you now, it went viral. And it didn't go viral because of my questions. It went viral because of his answers or his non-answers. That's why. And I am being vindicated. I'm being vilified. Let me put it that way. I'm being vilified. Take a listen to this. This is a clip of what happened yesterday at this rabbinic meeting.
What's you know, just the unfairness of it. I agree, you know, we may be, I hear what Rabbi Stern and Rabbi Darren are saying. We must maybe consider if there's maybe there's stronger action that could be taken, at least to voice a protest to Kathy Kayla and to Chai FM on this. And just to say we find this, as Rabbonim, totally unacceptable, and that, you know, if there's no sense of improvement of the behavior on this, we'd have to, Rabbonim, reconsider our use of that platform, because I think that Rabbi Stern is right that we've over the years given her and Chai FM tremendous support. But this was a disgrace. It was Zion HaTorah, it was the Chilul Hashem, what she did, And I think that there doesn't need to be consequence for that. So maybe my suggestion on that subcommittee of Rabbonim, let's convene. I'm happy to be in that group, and let's think not only about positively promoting, but you know, is there something we can do to make a mechah? I think that's also important. There can't just be bad behavior and there's no mechah. I think it's so important.
So that is the chief rabbi yesterday. When I think that I'm called a disgrace because I'm doing my job and I am reporting to you as the community.
I had no idea that speaking truth to power was bad behavior.
It apparently is bad behavior. If you live in South Africa, it is bad behavior. We see it in our government and now we're seeing it in this organization.
You're being victimized.
That's how it feels.
You are being victimized.
I haven't stopped shaking. I feel traumatized. And I'm actually quite worried. I'm worried for myself, mm-hmm. right? When I was speaking to, people who I was interviewing,
yeah.
people who were coming to me with their mm-hmm. stories, most of whom did not want to come on air. When I said to them, will you come on air? Could hear this gasp of horror.
Yeah.
And that gasp of horror came from, I can't, I'm scared. Well, what are you scared of? I'm scared of losing my heksha. I'm scared for my life. One woman did come out and say that she had been threatened. And my answer to those people is, if you come on air, you're on the community's radar. And it will protect you because now the community is watching out and something happens to your heksha, to your kosher certification. We know
what
you're saying is true about this organization. And I could not be quiet and not come out and speak when I've advised other people to do it. That's not who I am. I'm absolutely traumatized by this because this is the chief rabbi rallying the troops. This is the chief rabbi who doesn't like the questions that I'm asking. This is the chief rabbi who is attacking me personally, who has set up a macha, it's a punishment, it's a rebuke, He set up a committee.
To come after you.
To come after me. I'm not really sure what to say, but did I ever think that we would get to this point? Did I ever think that somebody who I looked up to would be doing that? I don't have the words. I don't have the words. I have the trauma. I'm properly being victimized about this. And why am I doing this? It's not my agenda. This is not my agenda. This is an organization that serves the community. When there's a birth, when there's a death, when there's a bris, when there's a conversion, when there's a divorce, when there's a marriage, when there's a dispute, it all goes through this organization. Kashrut, keeping kosher and eating kosher. It's all central to the US, and they are victimizing me because they're not doing the job. And I'm completely traumatized. But if you want to get in touch, 34519 is the SMS line, or 061-895-1019. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm here to report on, or give you an update on the US. If you've missed it, there was a rabbinic meeting yesterday. 63 rabbis attended. It was called by the chief rabbi. And the meeting was way over an hour and a half. Clearly, a lot of rabbis at the meeting recorded it because they knew what a significant event it was. And by 9 o'clock last night, I'd been offered the full audio, maybe 10 or 11 times. So there are rabbis who are supporting. What's so interesting is that they are not supporting it vocally. They on one-on-one they are supporting, but they otherwise are silent on the issue. I want to go to some of your messages. There will be a podcast of this, even though it's not an interview. I just think that it is that important that you know that when I heard this, I was completely shocked because it changed for me who I thought
the chief rabbi was.
What I thought was reality. And I actually feel completely victimized by it. So thank you for all your messages. If you want to get in touch, if you've got any questions, you're also welcome to disagree with me, as is always the case. 34519 is the text line, or 061-895-1019. Sure. All right. Let's have a look here. Janine B. Thanks, Janine. She says, Kathy, this is disgusting. In my opinion, it's their bad behavior, not yours. I'm shocked that this is the behavior of our chief rabbi. That's from Janine. Thank you, Janine. Because of how I came back to Judaism with passion and urgency. Thank you so much, Kathy. You are a hero. I'm sad today. Shabbat shalom. I'm sorry. I'm also sad today, as you can hear. You have a community behind you. We feel your pain, says Unsigned. This is unbelievable. Kathy, you have been and do an incredible job. I'm behind you. This is Jewish Mafia Deluxe, also yeah. Unsigned. Marley, nice to hear from you, Marley. She says, Kathy, I'm actually disgusted at these comments. What you have done for the community is beyond incredible. You have, in our eyes, done nothing wrong. Guilty conscience never wants to admit they're wrong. Mm. Keep up your amazing work and have a good Shabbos. Evelyn says, the more I'm listening, the sadder and more disgusted I am. Yeah, I think sad. I just feel completely traumatized. It took everything that I thought was what I thought I knew to be true, and it completely shattered it. Macha means to protest. Thank you very much. And San says, well done, we support you. You know, it's important that I have these messages because I'm not agenda driven. Well, I actually am agenda driven. My agenda is making sure that our community survives and that we do it. We are a close-knit community. And if something's not working, we need to fix it and we need to move on. And if reporting that is going to get a committee, you know, quickly assemble a committee with particular rabbis so that they can, you know, protest against me for doing it. Why? I just find it so ironic that the organization that is not willing to be accountable to us as community members is calling for me to be accountable for reporting them. Is that right? I haven't taken this out of the community. This is still in the community. Is that right? I mean, what would you do in my situation? What would you do? You let me know. I'm appalled, disgusted, and horrified. You have my full support, says the SMS. From Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. She says, your bravery and strength shine like a beacon. I send love and strength to you. Thank you, Nikki. Michael says, dear Kathy, I support you totally as a person and as a Jew in this community for too long. The sacrosancts in ivory towers have been dictating to the community and hiding the truths behind the best end in the kashrut department. COVID is here to magnify everything in the world. And that's from Michael. Thank you. All right, now comes the message. It says, maybe now Howard will understand why KCO stays anonymous. What's KCO? Maybe it's that Facebook group. Kosher Consumers Organization, I think it is. You did this out of goodness and you're right. Unsigned. Wake up, Johannesburg jury. Intimidation and threatening people is not a new tactic to certain people at the UOS. Also unsigned. Another unsigned says, strength and thanks, Kathy. The community has your back. We are sick and tired of this mafioso Beth Din. Marahadi says, this is heartbreaking, Kathy. I'm at a loss for words. Marion says, try being a progressive Jew who sings in my synagogue choir. I have no respect for your chief rabbi. I actually thought that he was the chief rabbi of South Africa. He's not. He's the chief rabbi of the Orthodox synagogues. Yeah, but his contract says he will be known as the chief rabbi of South Africa, but he is only the chief rabbi of the Orthodox synagogues. I'm just putting a fact check out there. I did check it. Please stay strong and resolute, Kathy. You are, please stay strong and resolute, Kathy. Your support for us common members of our community is highly valued and long overdue. God bless. We are proud of you. From Brian G. Thank you. I'm actually embarrassed to say I'm Jewish after hearing the Beth Din and the Rabbonim are doing. I'm honestly, the past few weeks, not proud of my heritage. Very sad state of affairs. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I'm very concerned. Thank you for everything you do, Kathy. Also unsigned. So many unsigned messages. And it's okay. You don't have to sign. Henry says, Kathy, I think you can hold your head high. I'm sure more people support you than support the UAS. Small letters for small minds. For small-minded, petty people. I'm in tears with you. Cannot believe. Oh, where did that go? Just refreshed.
Because there's a lot of messages coming
in. So many messages coming in. We are all behind you. Speaking the truth without fear. I support you, Kathy. This is a sad day indeed from Karan. This is why that all communities leaders should be voted in by the community. I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that. And if you're going to set up a flipping ombudsman, get the community to set up the ombudsman.
Exactly.
Don't set up somebody with a board or your own board member. I'm sorry. I'm so angry now. Like, these are like the different phases of mourning. You know, I've got an operations manager standing by with tissues, but because I really am traumatized by this. And I apologize that I even have to bring this to air, but I could not in good conscience advise people who really were afraid of losing their kosher certification because they spoke out. My answer to them is speak out, because then you're on our radar, and the community will watch you and make sure that nothing happens to you. Was I not going to do this? I can't give somebody else that advice and not take the advice myself. I would never give somebody advice I wouldn't be prepared to take. Thank you so much for all of these messages. I really don't know where we go from here as a community. You know, is this, you know, do I wait for the, you know, this macha, this protest, this punishment, this rebuke? What do I do? I think that if there's something fundamentally wrong when somebody has to set up a committee because they don't like what you're saying. I have not said anything illegal. I have not said anything untrue. Everything has been fact-checked. And that's what I do. That's how I occupy my days. You know, with a lot of the stories that came through last week, it's not only about kashrut. It's not only about kashrut, and I need to fact check all of those things. Allegations, I fact check them. Because it's important for you to know. It's not because I need to know. If I was doing this for myself, I would have moved off long ago. We need to fix this, my people. We need to fix this. And I'm not sure how we do that. Your rabbi is going to send you a message, I have no doubt, because that's what they were told to do yesterday. Lauding the US and how the Kashrut department is working and everything is fantastic and everything is great. I heard the audio. Make a few calls. I'm sure that somebody that you know has got the audio if you haven't heard it. Hmm. That's how many rabbis recorded it. Where do we go from here? It's such a sad day. It's, I just don't have the words. So I'm going to play you a song. I'm going to play you a good song just to try and make up for all the sadness that I have caused all of us. And here's a little Idan Reichel. But you can get in touch with me, 34519. There's so many messages coming through that I can't read them all. I won't get a chance to read them all out. But I will take note, and if you want me to contact you, then make that as well. 34519 is the SMS line, or 061-895-1019. Play you that audio. It will be podcast. You'll be able to find it on chaifm.com. I will share it on my Twitter account. I will share it on my Facebook page, because this community needs to know what is happening. And they need to know about the victimization and the persecution of community members in order to control us. It's about control, but nothing grows in control. It gets stifled and it dies. That's not how you grow a community. I'm Kathy Kayla. This is 101.9 Chai FM. Thank you for joining me this morning. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch up next week.